you will say to yourself when you buy it, you're like, I will never use this entire little tub of Aquaphor. I am almost done with my little tub of Aquaphor. So shut up and buy the little tub of Aquaphor.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Hannah.
This is Pretty Zitty.
I would wear like knee-high socks and go to the grocery store, and I was like, I'm the main character. I'm so mysterious. Like, I am the manic pixie dream girl of this Kroger or wherever I was. Like,
that is one thing that TikTok has like kind of brought to the surface of everybody's consciousness, is being the main character in lots of movies. And like,
yeah.
I feel like when I was a kid, even though I'm only 26, but when I was a youth, like 15, 16, 17, I always thought I was the main character, but no one ever talked about how you always think you're the main character.
Right.
You know?
That wasn't like a phrase. Like, no one said that. Mm-hmm. You just kind of felt it. Like, it was a cinematic feeling, but you didn't refer mm-hmm. to yourself as like, I'm the main character.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that TikTok has really brought that to the forefront, which makes me think of, I think it was David Foster Wallace who was like, every thought that you have thought before has been thought by somebody else. And mm-hmm. everyone believes to their core that they are unique. And the thing is that you're not. And so like, these TikTokers really get to the core.
They do. I know. I'm like, I've never had a unique thought in my whole tiny little miserable life.
Mm-hmm. And like, they've realized that. It took David Foster Wallace, I mean, his whole short little life. And then these TikTokers are like, main character energy, character.
I love that you like invoke David Foster Wallace in a conversation about TikTok within 2 seconds. You're like, as David Foster Wallace once wrote, I wish I could,
next time I'll find the new quote or like the full quote and then it'll make a lot more sense. But
no, but I've been listening to a main character playlist on Spotify. You've probably, I don't know if you see what I do on Spotify. I always forget that it's public.
I do see what you do, but I haven't seen this, so...
I've been listening to a main character playlist that I think some little teeny bopper put together, and, like, it has throwback hits on it that are, like, MGMT kids, and I like it because it's like, oh, yeah, like, that was music for us in middle school to high school, but I think this is, like, a 19-year-old's idea of, like, retro.
I want you to know, the world to know. If you cut this out of the podcast, I will sue you for upsetting me. And,
emotional damages? You're going to sue me for some emotional damages?
That I used to listen to Time to Pretend by MGMT and pretend. Well, this is when I was in high school. I don't do this anymore. I was maybe even younger than high school. I used to pretend that I was the main character in Gossip Girl, and it was like the opening scene of an episode, and I was like sleeping at someone's house and was waking up and getting dressed and going to school, but like I was waking up at like some older banker's home, and I was like,
oh my God,
like, I'm getting ready to go to school, and I would like put on like a uniform and like carry like a bag that had, it was this purple bag I had that had purple fringe on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like carry all my stuff and put it in this bag, and I would pretend that it was my backpack for school, because none of those girls in Gossip Girl, none of them used an actual backpack. You couldn't catch a bitch in a JanSport. Like, even Dan didn't use a backpack. Like, Dan Humphrey didn't use a backpack. He used a freaking messenger bag, which if that doesn't tell you that he actually wasn't poor.
You're right. Oh my God, you're
Come
right.
On.
The messenger bag. Oh, what a dead
I'm
giveaway.
I'm positive he wasn't using a JanSport. I mean,
no.
Or a High Sierra. He wasn't using any of these like
High
classic
Sierra.
Backpack names. So,
yeah.
Whatever, Dan. But anyway, welcome to Pretty City.
Welcome to Pretty City, where we are the main characters.
You will always know that we're the main characters. And you too, if you listen and you talk back with us and you're like, yeah, yeah, Hannah, yeah, yeah, Ellen. Yeah, we got our smooth voice and our color commentator.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hannah, everyone I know who listens to the podcast says that you have a great voice, every single person.
That's so nice.
That you need to do Calm. You need to do a partnership app with Calm.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a call out to Calm. Please hire me for your app. And then Ellen, of course, is our color commentator, as you said, like bringing in pop culture references.
Do I have that great of a voice? No, I have an average person's voice. I wouldn't say that I was meant for the airwaves. But do I have a voice? Do I have some vocal fry? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I give a and do I want you to point it out for me? No. Shut up. I add enough in style.
Do you have vocal fry? Irrelevant. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, but
yeah, shut up.
Shut up. Freeze that opinion in your freezer next to my ice globes.
Oh my God.
Which is a good transition to skincare.
Skincare.
Because we talked about ice globes. Did you just say kin care?
No, I said.
Oh, no, you said skincare.
Hard to say. but yes, we're back to talk about skincare. And I think you've all been on the edge of your little seats, tapping your little toes, just gripping your chair, sweating profusely with the desire to know, how is Ellen's Accutane journey going? So, yep. I don't know. I feel like we could talk about that today. Just, like, I don't know myself, like, how she's been suffering through this. I'm assuming some suffering has been involved because it's Accutane. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But I feel like just as an update, or I guess just as, like, a reminder, Ellen has been on Accutane since January. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we talked to you, like, I don't know. I'm saying we. Who's we? I talked to you, like, a while
back.
You
in the audience.
Yeah, yeah. We talked to you a while back about how it was going and just sort of, like, the products you were using and, like, how you felt your skin was changing. And you're, like, almost done with it now, right?
So, yeah, I started in January, just as some background, and then I started on one pill of 40 milligrams a day in January. They upped it to 2 pills a day in February, and then in March, they decided to go up to 2 pills every other day, and then 3 pills every other day, obviously.
Yep.
And they said if you felt comfortable going up to 3 pills a day, feel free. So I did, and since March, I've been on 3 pills a day, which is 120 milligrams, and I weigh 125 pounds. So it's all based on weight, mm-hmm. is how high they want your dosage to be. So if you weigh less than me or weigh more than me, your dosage is not going to be the same as mine.
Right.
Again, not a doctor. I don't even know if I said it for the first time, but you all know I'm not a doctor. or else I would prescribe it to myself. I wouldn't have to deal with these freaking dermatologists. But they pushed me up and I've just kind of stayed on it because they said that once you get to that weight exchange, basically,
yeah.
that's when when you finish the course. So, like, you can be on Accutane for a shorter amount of time if you get to that equivalent in a shorter
amount
of time.
Yeah. But it is hard to work up to, right?
Yeah, it's super hard. Like, I would never go into the dermatologist and be like, give me 3 pills immediately because right. your body is going to absolutely freak out and you're going to be in a ton of pain. I mean, in the first episode where we talked about this, it took me 2 days to start seeing side effects. I mean, lip peeling, like eye pain. Eye pain was one of them where my eyes just hurt.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were dry, because dryness is one of them, but mine yeah. just like hurt. So I had to like sit there with my eyes closed for a while.
Mm.
But yeah, so that was something that happened at the beginning. I would never, ever, 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 ever asked for. And they won't give it to you for all of the medicine at once. And then the third month when they were like 2 a day and then 3, like swap back and forth, I ended up just going to 3 because I didn't see a difference between swapping yeah. back and forth. I just ended up doing 3 a day
might as well
because
do 3 then. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like it really didn't help me because they're doing that so you don't get more and more side effects.
Right.
But yeah. So last time I went, they were saying how I'm on currently my last month. So, because they got up to my weight class or whatever. So on June 19th, they think I'll be done. Because what they end up asking you at the end is if you've had no active pimples that are like painful under the surface. So like mm-hmm. big cysts right. within a week of your last dose. And if you've had them, they do another month, basically. So right now, currently, I don't have any active acne on my face. It's just I have one tiny whitehead on my chin that I am almost positive is from being around a bunch of dogs on Saturday. I went to a dog birthday party outside.
Oh, my God. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, there were like 8 dogs.
Wait, so it was a dog's birthday?
Yeah, Ava, she turned 3.
And 8 other dogs, like there were, well, 8 dogs total, so other yeah. dogs showed up to celebrate?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
It was really fun. Yeah, it was my sister's, one of my sister's best friends, and my sister's in town for Memorial Day weekend. We're recording this on Memorial Day weekend. Hello.
Yep. Hello.
And so it's also so nice to have everybody be vaccinated. My sister's best friend is a nurse, and so obviously she's vaccinated. Her husband works in a research lab, so he's vaccinated. Everybody there is just, like, smart, so they're vaccinated. So sorry that you just got my opinion, but I
yeah.
think smart people get vaccinated. But it's true, get vaccinated if you can, which I'm pretty sure most people who are above the age of, like, 16 can get vaccinated, so please do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so pretty amazing.
Can you imagine if we changed hearts and minds for a listener who wasn't gonna get vaccinated and now they are?
Yeah,
our influence. It's amazing.
Hannah's, you're vaccinated.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And I'm mm-hmm. vaccinated. You got Johnson & Johnson, right?
Correct.
And then I got Pfizer, so.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, I had a lot of side effects from Accutane, like a lot. And should we just do a deep dive? Just do a flashback into them?
Let's do it. Yeah, deep dive. Deep dive sound effect.
Okay, splashing into the deep dive zone. Let's freaking ride, baby. Let's ride. Did you ever have to do, this might be a stupid tangent, but did you ever have to do the, to go off the high dive in your community pool? Did you have to do the high dive
test?
No,
I didn't.
Okay.
But I remember in school we had a swim unit in our swim pool and we just had to do a regular dive off of a regular diving board, not a high dive. And I panicked. I have a fear of the high dive. I still do to this day. So no, I never have. I've avoided it actively.
Wow.
I was never pressured to do it. I did the low dive because I had to. That's it.
You've never done the high dive?
No.
Wow. That is crazy to me that you've never done the high dive.
I know, it's like a rite of passage, right? Like 10 years old, like do the high dive, right? Like, but
did y'all have the floppy diving boards or the concrete ones? Because if it's a concrete high dive, I get that. But if it's a floppity one?
No, they were the floppy ones. Yeah, like at the local pool where I was growing up, they had the high dive. I think I did the low dive after some pressure, but I never did the high dive. I really didn't want to. I did water slides. I did like this, like, one thing where you like go down like a, you get shot out of like a chute into the water, but I never did the high dive. I am scared.
You know that band called Slow Dive?
No.
There's like a shoegaze rock band called Slow Dive. And
cool. Shoegaze.
They're like from the 90s or something, I think.
Yeah.
Slow Dive fans are going to be like, shut up, bitch. But I used to
is
always...
Is there a Slow Dive Pretty Zitty, like, crossover? Like, yeah, I would love
possibly,
to hear that.
Possibly, but
yeah.
I used to always think that they were... When I was little, I thought their name was Slow Ride. And then that made me think of Slow Ride. Na, 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 take it easy. Do you know that song?
Everyone, this is an insight into Ellen's brain and how we got from Accutane to this song. I will never know, but
wait, how did we start talking about diving boards?
Because we said, let's do a deep dive into your symptoms.
Right. Okay. Cha-ching. All right. We'll stop there. And I will just stop my flow chart of getting from place to place.
That's why I'm here, to be like, where were we? Let's go back.
Course correct.
Let's not talk about diving boards anymore so I don't have any nightmares. God,
just to give y'all another insight, when I just said course correct, I thought of a golf course, and then I thought of golf carts, and then I was like, when is the last time I was on a golf cart? It would be really fun to go to Hawaii and just zoom around on a golf cart. And then I wanted to talk about how I want to go to Hawaii and then which island I would stay on. And then I was thinking, like, what islands are there in Hawaii?
Which island would you stay on? Actually, now I'm curious.
Oahu? Is that an island?
That sounds cool. Hawaii listeners, please let us know the best place to visit Hawaii.
When I was little, I thought Maui and Malibu were the same thing, too.
So That's a fair thing to think, yeah.
When Hannah Montana lived in Malibu, I was like, gosh, how does she keep flying to Los Angeles if she lives in Hawaii?
Also, like, Miley Cyrus has that song called Malibu. Full circle moment for her.
Full circle. Oh, wow, well,
that
yeah.
was about... Liam Hemsworth. Well, you know what? They gave it a good try.
Yeah, they really did.
Your symptoms.
Anyway, my symptoms.
Accutane. Mm-hmm.
So the first 2 months where it was, or the first month where it was only one pill, it was obviously a lot of dryness and my eyes hurt and my lips peeled. It wasn't like cracking lips. I didn't have that. My lips peel. The second kind of sector of this was when heel pain started. So I had a lot of joint pain. When I went up in dosage the second time, I had a ton of nausea, which was really uncomfortable for me.
Yep, that happened to me.
I remember you telling me about that, where I couldn't really eat for like a week because your body does get used to it, but it's annoying.
It does. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a shock sometimes for your system. And my body was like, oh, whoa, we don't want anything else. Don't do anything else. Just yep, no food.
Yeah.
But it goes away. Yeah, it goes away.
Yeah, it goes away. It took me like a week. And then the joint pain got really, really, really bad. So I used to go for walks before I would start my work day in the morning. And it has gotten so bad that I can no longer do that. And then the third time I went up in dose, so this is 3 pills. We're also getting into more like sunnier times, skin sensitivity. My skin was always sensitive, but like burning, you will burn in the sun. If you're in the sun for 5 minutes without sunscreen, you may not like physically get red, but you will feel sunburnt. And that was a huge, I've always been super sensitive to sun. I've always worn sunscreen every single day. Like, it is just who I am as a person because I get so sunburnt. This is like me sitting outside, working outside in April for like, I don't know, half an hour, sitting in the sun with sunscreen on my face, my neck, and my hands, and my arms just hurting because they're so sensitive to the sun. And they didn't even get red.
Yeah.
So I mean,
Accutane does that to you though. Yeah. It like makes your skin so sun sensitive.
Yeah. And like, it's really tough because like, I'm really glad that I'm ending it towards the summer because the only real way to like protect yourself from getting burnt is to wear clothing. I realized like to cut actively, like sunscreen is really not gonna do its full job. You have to like give like full physical blockers, like,
right, sunscreen should be your last resort. Like, I think for sun protection, I think, like you said, like clothing, finding shade, not going outside at the middle of the day, wearing like wear long sleeves. I went kayaking yesterday as an aside on the Chicago River. Beautiful. And my forearms got really burned. And I feel some shame about that because I sunscreened the hell out of my face, not my arms. I was wearing long sleeves, but then I like pushed my long sleeves up to my elbows and my forearms got burned like instantly, like
that's
within
crazy,
you know, like 15 or 20 minutes just because I'm so pale. And so you're right. Like, it's clothing. Clothing is like a really good way to protect yourself. Like, just, yeah, I wish I had rolled my sleeves down. I really should have.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I wasn't thinking.
That was beautiful, though. That looks beautiful.
Oh, the kayaking?
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. I just tried not to think about how putrid the Chicago River is?
I knew you were going to say that. That's like something I would never think about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I got a little splash of water in my eye. And then I was like, oh no, I'm going to have some eye disease from this. But it was really cool. It was really cool. And then it wasn't on the way back because I got really tired and my arms got burned. But long way to a point. You know, it's summertime and you should wear clothing or sunscreen or both. If you go kayaking, like your forearms.
Long way to get to the point that it is summertime.
Long way to the point. Summer breeze.
This makes me feel fun. For the first time since I was probably 10, my face is like smooth. My forehead is smooth.
Wow.
It's really, really nice to like feel a little more confident. I'm really excited to like be done with it and then like be able to put makeup on and have it not flake off and peel, because like you just can't do that when you're on Accutane. And just no way. Like you can try to moisturize all you want. If you put moisturizer on your dry face and then try to put makeup on top, your makeup will roll off because your skin is just so dry. It needs to like soak all the moisturizer in. And like even tinted moisturizer, like people will be like, well, what about that? It doesn't, it because it's tinted, that pigment, it's really not going to help. You're going to need a ton of it. And if you put more than one layer on of pigmented moisturizer, it's going to roll off. Like your skin is just too dry. There's just no way. So, but I mean, it's going to be very cool when it's like time to be able to do all of that. I mean, I have used sunscreen every day. I have kind of like broken some of my own skincare rules just because there's no option for me to not. So yeah. Like I've been using, if I do like have to wear makeup, not have to, but like I'm going to wear makeup, I use the Pharmacy Green Defense sunscreen. But if I'm just like going outside to like be with my family or to just like be outdoors for a moment, I put on sports sunscreen, like just normal mm-hmm. sports sunscreen from Walmart, to be honest with you. Like
yeah.
The reef safe kind.
Yeah.
And it's not like a fancy one. So sorry, but it's just the way that it's just what helps, and it reeks and I have to wash my face that night for sure, but whatever.
Yeah.
But the things that have like really helped my skin that I've just started doing now, towards the end, like in this third period of time, are using ice globes.
What's that?
They're these little tiny, I actually have some like near me.
Show and tell.
Show and tell for the podcast listeners.
Which doesn't really work. We'll just do the tell, I guess. But I'll get to see the show because we're on video.
Yeah, so there are these little like globes.
Cute. Oh my god. They're so cute.
I'm gonna do some ASMR.
I don't know why I thought they'd be bigger.
Pretty cool. And they're really cute. They're these little, they're filled with liquid of some sort, but they're in glass, and they're these little globes that like you push all over your face. And like, because I can't use like anything drying for pimples, anytime I would have one, I would put that on it and it would just immediately reduce swelling because it's just ice.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I could have used this so many times in my life. Wait, where did you get them?
Amazon.
Do you know what brand they are?
Baby Ice Globes. Yeah, I'll send you the link.
I love this. I also want to do like some ice therapy, just even, I'm not on Accutane, but I think I could use it even like on my eyes or just everywhere.
Yeah, they help to depuff and like I would put the whole globe in my eyeball, like over top my eyeball, and like I'm doing right now, and it feels
so... Yeah, Ellen's doing it right now.
Feels so good. I will say that you do have to, and they do help, like it does reduce inflammation because it's icing it, like duh. They were kind of expensive. They were $35 for these tiny globes,
But whatever, I don't regret it at all. And I will say, though, that you do need to disinfect them. So every time I use them, I wipe them down with alcohol, like 70% isopropyl alcohol. But I really do like them. And I think those really have actually helped. And they've actually motivated me to, like, do gua sha, which is, I texted Hannah yesterday and I was like, I think I want to, like, do you have gua sha? And she was like, no. And I was like, I think I kind of want to try it. So if you want us to do an episode on gua sha.
Yeah, should. I think we did like a little Patreon bonus about this, but we could do a deeper dive. I know it's all over TikTok. I know, you know, it has like roots in traditional Chinese medicine. Like I feel like we could do like a very interesting and respectful deep dive into that. And I am very interested in facial massage and like moving lymph around.
Yeah.
And yeah, like it's a whole side of skincare that I think is getting super trendy right now.
But we're going to do it justice.
Yeah, we should do it. We should definitely do it justice.
Yeah. So it's motivated me to get more into facial massage, that's for sure. The other thing that's really helped me is in this third period, again, is face oil. And so I use two different face oils. I kind of take turns with them. One is the Pharmacy Honey Grail face oil, and it's super thick and luxurious, and you don't need a ton to feel benefits of it. Like I wake up the next morning and my face is smoother. And then the other one I use, which is really expensive, and when I run out of it, I doubt I will buy more, is the Le Prunier prune face oil, which Hannah and I are going to do a full episode on. So
yes,
don't worry about that.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to hear about how you've been enjoying it / using it / liking it, not liking it. I don't know, but we won't give it away.
I do like it. It's just very expensive, and that's where that will end for this episode.
Yeah.
Teaser.
There you go. Little teaser. You're little, on the hook. Little breadcrumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Little Easter egg for our next ep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing to keep my skin normal. I mean, normal, quote unquote. Like, it is. Your skin's gonna be crappy for like the majority of the time you're on Accutane until the last month. I swear to God, like until the last month, like this month is the first month where I've been like, wow, it is getting better. It is changing. And like other people, like my parents who I currently live with, like have been like, your skin is getting better. Like it looks better. And I've been like, it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the one thing about Accutane is that my skin currently has gotten a lot better. However, it just like makes other things that you have seem more abundant, which is annoying.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I have very deep eye bags and I have veins underneath my eye bags because I have really thin skin underneath my eyes. So I have veins more and more often that I'm noticing that I'm like, wow. That's definitely always been there. I'm just noticing it now because there's nothing else to obsess over. I have very pink toned skin. I have hyperpigmentation. Like, I have fine lines on my forehead that if I really look for them, I can find them. One of my eyes has like an eyelid that is deeper set. So like,
oh my God, thank you. The eye thing with the eyelid. I have one eyelid that folds more times than the other. I know that's a little different, but yeah, like once acne starts to clear up a little bit, it's like, oh, wow, something else to hate about my face.
Yeah.
I that's a bad thing. I don't want to do that, but I totally relate to that.
Yeah, and I think like it's just being patient with yourself and like I have all this peach fuzz on my face that I didn't notice before and I definitely have had it before, but now that my face is like smooth, it's like, oh, that's there. Interesting. So do I need to get rid of this or like do I keep it? And I think it's just like being a little bit more patient with yourself because like I thought that when I would, and this is like something I've never really said out loud before, but I thought when I finished Accutane, I would look like the celebrities who go to the grocery store with no makeup and still look the same. But you don't. You just look like you with no makeup and no acne. You look the same. You look the same as you always do. You aren't going to look like the beginning, like, you know, these celebrities who do like these get ready with me with Vogue
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the video, they look so good, like with no makeup on.
Yes. Thank you. Because I think the struggle is for us is that we aren't even trying to look like the end result. We just want to look like the beginning. Like before they even do any skincare or any makeup. But Accutane isn't going to reduce, you know, scarring in the way that you probably want it to. It's not going to change redness and hyperpigmentation. Like, I just feel like it's impossible, you know, to have that flawlessness that these very wealthy, beautiful, unscarred celebrities have at the very beginning of these videos. I just want to look like they're before.
And you know that, I mean, I've never had a professional facial in my life. You know that all of those celebrities at one point or another have had a professional facial. Like, even if they are, you know, like Olivia Rodrigo just did one and she's 18 years old, you know she's had a professional facial because she's had done performances. And when they're prepping her face to do makeup, you know she's had one of those. She's also a teenager, like a good skin teenager, which is like really, really good skin. Yeah. Like, I've seen those people before. It's just like definitely a lesson in self-kindness. Where it's like, stop being so hard on yourself. Look what you just put your body through physically. So just have a little grace with your own body.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been through so much. Like, it's not going to be perfect. And it's also not going to be, you're not going to look like a celebrity because I don't have the resources to look like a celebrity. And I'm not seeing people to look like a celebrity. Like, celebrities are actively seeing, like, hundreds of people every single day.
It's their full-time job.
I see five people tops.
Yeah, every and day. You have like a different job, and I have a different job, and our job is not to look good.
Yeah.
So, that's just a personal journey. I like that you said self-kindness too. I feel like self-kindness is easier for me to achieve than self-love.
I feel like I always like who I am as a person. But I am really hard on myself. So self-kindness is harder for me because I always like myself. I always like who I am. I always love myself.
Mm.
However, I'm super, super hard on me. So being kind to me, even though I love me, is a little more complex.
Yeah.
It's a little more... touch and go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watch out, David Foster Wallace. I'm coming for your crown, King.
Thank you so much for listening to just me rant for 50 minutes. Our music is by
Blade 2.
And...
Original thought and commentary by
us, Hannah and Ellen. We love you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Stay hydrated and stay sun covered.
Oh my God, love that.